name is Killian Mara, and I'm the managing editor at Drug Topics. I recently had the opportunity to attend the AAP annual conference for independent pharmacies in Austin, and was able to sit down with one of their keynote speakers, John Rigi, the National Advisor for Cybersecurity and Risk at the American Hospital Association. With extensive experience at the FBI and CIA, Rigi has been a key leader in combating ransomware attacks, securing healthcare infrastructure, and advocating for stronger national policies. In the podcast, we talk about the biggest cybersecurity mistakes that independent pharmacies make, how pharmacists can assess their store's vulnerability to cyber attacks, what steps a pharmacy should take immediately after discovering malware in its system, and more. Thanks for listening. I'm here with John Rigi. John, thanks for joining us today.
It's great to be here, Killian.
So let's just get right into it. What are the biggest cybersecurity mistakes that independent pharmacies make?
Well, you guys have a great group here, and I had the pleasure and privilege just to speak with your members just a short while ago. And I think really, perhaps one of the fundamental issues is, and I'm not sure it's really a mistake, is folks failing to recognize the level of cyber risk they face, even as a small independent pharmacy, not understanding that just because you're small and perhaps in a rural area doesn't mean you're not a target. And if you're connected to the internet, you are a target, a legitimate target for the bad guys, foreign-based bad guys. So not understanding the risk, and I would say number two, not having a plan to help protect your digital assets. So I think that's the fundamental issue there.
So how can pharmacists assess their store's vulnerability to cyber attacks?
I think there's a number of ways. One, to understand, do you have a cybersecurity plan? Are you in fact following a cybersecurity framework such as what we call the healthcare cybersecurity performance goals or the healthcare industry cybersecurity practices, all published, easily available for even small organizations like pharmacies? Are you following some of those best practices identified? That's one way to do it. Assess your plan. Do you have a plan, security plan? Second way is, in fact, bring in a third-party provider to actually assess your network. That's probably the best way. You want that experienced, outside, independent entity to take a look at your network from a technical perspective, but also assess your cybersecurity program. Do you have a program? Do you have policies? Do you have plans? Those are the two best ways.
And what are the most effective ways to educate pharmacy staff on recognizing and preventing cyber threats?
You know, there's lots of great third-party cyber education firms out there, some that do simulated phishing emails, others that do education. You can buy education programs to help your staff review those. Many organizations make it mandatory to review programs, but you have to make it more than a check-the-box type. They have to understand, really, what I think the best way to educate a staff is to help them understand what would happen to their patients into the communities if they went offline. So it's not just about checking the box, and I know I have to be careful about phishing emails, but really understand why. Why are we doing this? We're helping protect the patients and the communities we serve. If your pharmacy goes offline, there could be life-threatening implications for life-saving drugs which may not be available. So helping them understand that, and helping them understand, what I always say is that cyber hygiene is as important as medical hygiene to help protect the patients. So bring in those outside third parties, help the staff understand that having good cyber hygiene is ultimately to help protect the patients and the communities.
And what steps should a pharmacy take immediately after discovering malware in its system?
So it's hard to say. A lot of organizations, first we'll say maybe disconnect from the internet, but we don't want to say that first because that could have will have significant impact. But basically you want to isolate it. So whatever it's connected to, whatever machines or service should be disconnected from the network and the intranet. That's one of the first steps, try to isolate. Then, of course, hopefully they have cyber insurance or a cyber incident response firm on retainer. You would call them, step two, and then call your local FBI as well, and they may be able to help as well. They won't help necessarily recover, but they'll help investigate, which may help you recover.
And how can pharmacists work with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts if they are hit by a ransomware attack?
So we're going to back up here a little bit and say, first of all, they should really have some type of relationship with their local FBI office and have a firm on retainer prior to an incident. You don't want to be in severe distress and trying to figure out, should I call the FBI? Do I trust them? You want to be able to know who to call in an emergency before you have an emergency, and really have that cyber incident response firm on retainer so they know your networks, know what capabilities they will bring to help you recover. I would not recommend that any organization take it upon themselves to try to recover, especially if they're not technically trained.
And what kind of backups should pharmacies have in place to restore operations after an attack on their system?
So it's interesting. I just one of the key points I just said to the group here is I said, we're not going to, this is not a technical presentation, but I want you to remember this one word. Actually, it's one phrase, immutable backups. Immutable, meaning that having at least one set of your backups, you should have more than one backup copies, but one should be immutable, meaning that it cannot be encrypted, altered, deleted, destroyed in any way. The malware might be in there, and the bad guys will be looking for it, but if they reach it, they can't do anything with it. That'll be your last line of defense, your lifeline during a ransomware attack in particular.
And if patient or business data is leaked on the dark web, what should a pharmacy do next?
Well, hopefully they would be aware of some type of breach and intrusion. If they are aware that you have patient data that's been leaked, they have a regulatory obligation to report it to OCR, but also they should contact their cyber insurance companies. They should contact their cyber incident response firm, which is usually part of their cyber insurance plan, and contact local their local FBI office. So try to figure out, how did the bad guys get in? What else did they have access to? And try to do a damage assessment of how much data they actually got. That's a big problem. They're going to have lots of legal and regulatory issues that arise if their data suddenly appears on the dark web.
And you kind of talked this previously a little bit about having that prior relationship with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts. But how can independent pharmacies kind of get those relationships rolling and collaborate with them to kind of improve their defenses?
Yeah, so there's a number of ways. One, you could just reach out to your local FBI office, talk to the Cyber Squad supervisor. Secret Service has Cyber Squads as well. Reach out to them. And generally, we like to say they try to cooperate with each other. When I was at the FBI, we always try to make sure that we tried to live up to the phrase, a call to one is a call to all. So reach out to local and just introduce yourself. State offices now, or state agencies, sometimes have their own cyber capabilities as well. So try to understand in the individual state, are there state police agencies? Are there other state law enforcement agencies that might be able to help that have cyber? And again, even some bigger cities, metro police departments have their own cyber entities. So try to figure out those connections there. And then also the FBI has a great private sector threat information sharing group known as InfraGuard. For some reason they spelled guard G-A-R-D instead of G-U-A-R-D. One of the programs I used to supervise, but I did not name them. So reach out to them. It's a great community of cybersecurity professionals and other professionals that engage with the FBI, get to meet folks across all types of sectors within your community, and you get to exchange information with the FBI. So FBI's InfraGuard program.
Any final thoughts on kind of just the overall importance of cybersecurity for independent pharmacies?
Yeah, you know, as I was just saying on stage to folks, is that really understand cyber risk, and that it's really everybody's responsibility to implement good cyber hygiene, and think about cyber hygiene as you would medical hygiene. So, John, what do you mean by that? Well, ultimately what we're saying is that cyber hygiene is as important as medical hygiene to protect the patient. Help folks understand why we're doing all these technical things and why it's so hard to log into accounts and why I need multi-factor authentication. It's not only about protecting the data, it's about protecting the patients.
Great. Well, John, thanks a lot for joining us today. I really appreciate
pleasure.
It.